Well, Justice Swainson resigned, did he not, in November? So that must have been about the time of the verdict. Right?
Yes, he was exonerated, as I recall. He was a not guilty verdict of on the count of bribery, and all that he was convicted of was one count of perjury, which arose, as I recall, from a statement that he had made to the investigators, and a statement that he may have made to the grand jury or whatever. I don't recall how the perjury charge came up. Anyway, it was one of the charges in the trial. And that's all that he was ever convicted of. The bribery charge he was found not guilty of. So the most serious charge of all, of course, was one that he was exonerated of. But all through that period of time, the period of the trial, and as I recall, there was an appeal which was either turned down or affirmed. At any rate, the conviction stood. There was a brief period of time then when really the function of the court was almost ground to a halt. We were so totally demoralized and stunned by this event that we did not function for some short period of time. That Justice Swainson then resigned from the court, as you suggest, in November, and his replacement then was Justice James Ryan, was appointed by the governor to replace Justice Swainson. So we were back to strength, at least. Justice Lindemer had been appointed to replace Justice Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh, and Justice Ryan had been appointed to replace Justice Swainson, who had resigned. So in a period of 1 year, we had a totally metamorphosed court. We had a new Chief Justice and two new members that had not been on the court a year previous. And there is an old saying in appellate court circles that any change on an appellate court changes the chemistry of the court. And not only had our chemistry changed from the fact that Giles Kavanaugh was now Chief Justice, we now had two new members, and likewise we had been through a very traumatic period, what with the trial of one of the members of the court and its aftermath. So with that being over, we pretty much got back into the routine and getting acquainted with the new members of the court, Justice Lindemer and Justice Ryan. The members of the court were now Chief Justice Thomas Giles Kavanaugh, Justice Coleman, myself, Justice Lindemer, Justice Ryan, Justice Williams, Justice Levin. So it was a big period of change and a very traumatic one. I am sure that in the interviews that ensue with other justices, those involved, as a matter of fact, Justice Swainson, Justice Kavanaugh, many of the gaps that I have left here will be filled in for the listener. And many of the details, as I say, I simply don't remember. The case, as I say, that was involved there, the Whalen case, I knew nothing about, and was not as much of a participant in the grand jury investigations and the trial as were all the other members of the court, because I hadn't been there when it happened. So with that, I guess that's a sort of a background as to what the upheaval was of the year 1975, which was considerable for us.